Accounted for, we will call a meeting of the Public Works Committee meeting Wednesday, April 10, 2019, 5:30 p.m. First on the agenda is to modify and or adopt the agenda as presented. Do I have a motion?
A motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll proceed as indicated. Number two, approved minutes from the February 13th, 2019 meeting. You'll find a copy attached if you have a chance to look at them.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Any questions, additions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Without opposed? Number three, public appearances. Do we have any public appearances? Oh, I'd like to ask for you.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. Former co-chairman of the Village Vale Way Bike Ped Committee. I'd like to see on the next agenda item.
Number four?
No, for next week's, next month's agenda, that a safe and legal continuation of the Arboretum Trail crossing Riverside Drive down to the state. The Fox River Trail is discussed and possibly mapped out. So crossing across public land and then also identifying potential private properties that may be interested in allowing a sidewalk on their site. So there's multiple projects in the works right now there. They're going to be asking for public money, possibly up to $1 million apiece. And if we're going to be giving them public money, I think it might be appropriate to ask them to include a sidewalk in there. And if they don't want a sidewalk, then they might not get as much public money. So a safe and legal access to the Fox River Trail from the Arboretum Trail. That's currently under construction. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. I don't think we have anyone else here. So we will close public appearances and move on to number four, discussion action 2019 leak detection proposal summary.
About a month ago, we worked with the City of De Pere, Manitowoc Public Utilities, to put together a proposal to go out and get bids for this year's leak detection. We'd go out and survey our water main system for leaks on a yearly basis. We had sent the proposal RFP out to a number of contractors and consultants, and we had gotten some really good numbers. Utility Service Associates, the results of which are in your packets. The low bidder was Utility Service Associates. They'd given us a bid of roughly $7,700 to go out and survey our water main system, which is, roughly speaking, 64 miles in length for leaks. A great price. They're actually out of Seattle. They do a lot of work for Green Bay Water Utility. And I spoke to them on the phone today to discuss the schedule and to make sure that they were going to honor this price. And they said they would. And we'll be working with them in the near future to schedule the work. I guess I would... I'd have recommended this committee to award this project to Utility Service Associates.
Do you do this annually?
Yes, we do, yeah.
And this is a good price comparatively?
Yes. Years past, we've been using AECOM. Last year, we paid, I think, around $23,000.
Similar amount of?
Same scope, yeah. They had, before... we had opened the bids for this. They had AECOM had submitted us a proposal this year. That was in the amount of roughly $25,000. So,
wow.
Yeah.
These people have newer, better equipment? Or
competition. And I was told on the phone that they want to do more work in this area. So we got a great price.
We're considerably less than the other two municipalities. Is that simply because of...
They're larger, yeah.
Is it the same technology as the other ones?
Yes. I'm new to this technology, but they listen to the water and in the water main and in the services at the hydrants, and they can detect leaks. They'll find them in a general area, and then they'll pinpoint them, and then they will put together a map and indicate those locations, and then we come out and do our best to repair them.
So, did you talk to anyone in Green Bay?
We did. Okay. Scott, Director of Public Works at the Pier, had reached out to Green Bay Water Utility, and they had high remarks for this company. So, okay. And they're continuing to use them, and now the city of Green Bay is actually purchasing equipment from them, and they're having utility service associates train their employees on how to use the equipment to detect leaks. So.
Okay. Well, make a motion to award the leak detection for 2019 to Utility Services Associates.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions?
And that would be to recommend to the board?
Yes, recommend to the board to...
Okay, we have a motion and a second to recommend Utility Service Associates at the next board meeting, probably in the next board agenda. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion carried.
Nice job.
Yeah, good job on that.
Thank you.
New business number five, discussion action, 2019 reservoir inspection proposal.
We did the same thing. We collaborated together, say, De Pere, and in this case it was just Alloway and De Pere, to go out and get proposals to inspect the water reservoirs. It's an inspection of the inside of the village's water storage reservoirs. Every 5 years we have to go in and inspect the reservoirs. This particular year we have to go in, and it's a wet inspection. 5 years from now would be a dry inspection, where we'd have to drain the tank and go inside. There are four pump stations where we need to go to and inspect the inside of the water reservoirs. We had sent out the RFP to a number of companies and consultants and contractors. We had gotten four proposals back, and Water Tower Clean and Coat was the low bid.
Barely,
yeah, by $66. So Mike and I took a look at the proposal from Water Tower Clean and Coat and from KLM Engineering. Water Tower Clean and Coat is proposing to go in with a diver to inspect the inside of the tanks. KLM Engineering is proposing to go in with a remote vehicle. They'll send a submarine in there of some sort, I guess, and look around. Mike and I had called Water Tower Clean and Coat. They were the low bidder. Mike felt that with a diver, it may be a better inspection. So I would recommend to this committee to award the or I would recommend to this committee to recommend on the village board to award this contract to Water Tower Clean and Coat.
Have we talked to any other municipalities that have used them, or have we used them in the past?
To my knowledge, we haven't used them. I did talk to Manitowoc Public Utilities, and they've used them, and they're happy with their services.
Okay. All right. We have a motion to that effect.
I'll make a motion.
For this one, I think typically speaking, we pay $3,500 to inspect the tank at reservoir. Some economy of scale here, and then we went out and bid it with the peers, so that helped as well. So
I'll make a motion. You recommend to the board to accept the little bit of Water Tower Clean Coat.
A second. Any further discussion? More information? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Motion carries.
Sean, on that one and the other one, when you're going in with other municipalities, where do we save the money?
It's the economy of scale.
Yeah.
Right? The mobilization. They come in, they try to schedule the work so that they can do all of it at one time when they're here.
Okay.
And in larger volume work, you're going to attract more competition, more people from out of this area. So.
Okay. Did you initiate that?
Scott had asked me if I'd be interested. I said, sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you participate in kind of a website that has all the government projects on it?
No, in this particular case, it had come up at Central Brown County Water Authority. We were in the room, and he had said, hey, I'm thinking about bidding these projects on it. And I said, well, let me check to see if we're going to be doing those things this year. And I got back to him and said, yeah, you know, we are, and let's jointly bid this.
Nice.
So.
And is the administrative work less? No.
We work together on the RFP.
Okay.
And Scott did the majority of the work. I had given him our information. He inserted it into his RFP.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to item number 6, discussion action 2019 street reconstruction bids. John's still on.
So just recently we opened two bids. The bidding results for two projects, the AL 2019-01 project and the AL 2019-02 project. Due to the amount of work and the cost, we had broken this year's street and utility reconstruction project into two contracts, as mentioned. The AL 2019-01 project includes Oakwood Avenue, Oak Hill Drive, Summit Street. The AL 2019-02 project includes Longview Ave, Summit, St. Joseph Street. The 02 project was open first, and those results are in front of you. The bids for this project came in higher than what we had estimated. The engineering estimate for this project was, roughly speaking, $1.6 million. The bids came in, roughly speaking, about 20% higher than what we had expected. PTS contractors had submitted a bid, and we later found out that they had a fairly significant error in their bid. They have provided us a letter to ask that their bid be withdrawn from the bid. Jeff and I both, we had called them and discussed this issue with them. They feel bad about what had happened, and that they can't move ahead with the bid due to the amount. So that would make Carl Bauer and Sons the low bidder. $1,833,319.55. I believe this is for this particular item. We're going to need a number of motions. One to withdraw PTS's bid from the O2 project bid opening, and then to make a recommendation to the board to award this project to this work to Carl Bowers and Sons.
What did you have it estimated to be or budgeted for?
$1.6 million was the engineering estimate. Go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking the next item obviously correlates with the bids itself. And I don't know how we want to learn a little bit on the bonding issue before you're making a recommendation, although the village board has a final approval.
Could. It looks like if PTS, if you could do this, and I don't know if you can, add that $99,855 back in, they're still, they'd be $8,000 under Bowers and Son, right?
Yeah. No, we.
But you say
they wouldn't be fair to the other bidders. They know what the results are. I wouldn't want to upset any of the other bidders because the results are known.
Do we require a bid bond?
Yes, we do. When a contractor submits a bid to the village, we require a 5%, or we require a bid bond in the amount of 5% of the bid. They had submitted that. They do that. We require that so that they provide an accurate bid. If we allow them, if this committee allows them to withdraw their bid, they'd be able to keep their bid bond. We have worked with PTS in the past. They have done good work in the village, and we want them to continue to bid on our projects. It was, from what they explained, an oversight on their end that they're taking responsibility for. And my recommendation would be to allow them to withdraw their bid
without a penalty.
Well, we could, yes. Go ahead.
So it's a $200,000 over our budget,
Estimate. Over the engineering estimate, right. Yeah.
Materials cost higher, just more involved than we maybe thought, or they think it's more involved than we thought?
We've reached out to a number of the communities in this area, and they're experiencing the same thing. In general, they're seeing bids, roughly speaking, 20% above their estimates, and their estimates are based on unit prices that they had gotten last year. So, I've got some emails here. I reached out to Steve Dernier at the City of Green Bay. Yes, unfortunately, we have seen pricing take a pretty dramatic jump of 15 to 20% lately. Ledgeview, we just opened bids for a project that includes utility extensions and street construction, and prices were 20% higher than the engineer's estimate. This is from Swamico. We had bid out a new force main and lift station, and the project came in with the low bidder being at 20% higher than the estimate we had generated. We also had a $1.5 million subdivision get put on hold until next year because of the prices that came in. This is from the town of Lawrence. We have several large projects going out for bid, and have been warned by our engineer that the pricing can be as high as 20% or more. They haven't bid their projects yet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So this is less bad than...
It's a reflection of the amount of work out there right now. There's more work than there are contractors. The contractors are full.
It always makes it tougher.
To Brad's, I think Brad was getting at this. Were you going to suggest we talk about both projects?
Let's go through both projects before a motion is made.
You want to do a motion on the letting PTS, accepting their withdrawal of apology?
You can do that, yeah.
Why don't we do that and get that out of there?
Okay.
Did they make that request before or after we opened the bids?
After. Okay. They had afterwards, they had discovered they had a significant bust error in their bid.
Okay.
3 days. So that we're legally capable of doing that?
Yes.
We make a motion to that effect. We accept their apology and not hold their bond.
I'll make a motion that we recommend to the board that we allow PTS contractors to withdraw their bid because of their error.
Second.
Any more discussion on that piece? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And keep their bond?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They keep the bond.
They keep the bond.
Yes. So they get it back, whatever you say.
Yes.
Okay. And then, we'll move on then to...
We haven't yet talked about the bid opening that took place this morning.
Oh, yeah.
the AL 2019-01 project. So this morning at 9 o'clock, we held the bid opening for AL 2019-01. The project includes Oakwood Ave, Oak Hill Drive, Summit Street. We had estimated, I believe it was $1.7 or $1.8 million for this project. I do have my estimate here somewhere.
20%?
And bids came in quite a bit higher. The low bid was submitted by Dorner Inc. at $2,160,718.50. Roughly speaking, 30% over what we had estimated. And again, this is a reflection of the amount of work out there and the number of contractors. We had looked through the bids, and there has been a significant increase in the cost to install utilities. There are a lot of big projects out there. You have Green Bay Packaging Project. The Packer organization has a project in town, Foxconn, and then we heard through the grapevine that Oshkosh has put out a $20 million street and utility reconstruction project. So, Jeff, any other comments on the price that we've witnessed?
You and I discussed that it's something we haven't seen in years. We've seen some pretty good prices in the past. It is a product of the amount of work out there. There's more work than there are workers.
So we're about 550, the two projects together, about $530,000 more.
We're closer to $900,000. Roughly speaking, for the two, we're $900,000 over what we had estimated.
Really?
Two projects, yeah.
So you said it was 1.6 we estimated for the O2.
I wish I had my cost estimates here. I'll tell you. I had it with me.
Okay, but you know, it's about almost 9.
Wow. For the second project, it was closer to 1.5.
Okay.
So 6, 7, 2, 3, 3,
and then for this first project, the O1 project, 1.6, 1.7. I might have given most to somebody. Well, I have that here. All right. On the O1 project, the engineering estimate was $1,658,392. For the second project, the engineering cost estimate was $1,489,059. The unit cost that we had used for this estimate was based on the unit cost that we had received in 2017.
Okay. So we're about 750 over. And if we increase our borrowing for that, how does Julie feel about that?
Obviously, we'd like it lower, but it is certainly puts us well within what the board has allocated for total debt. So we still have room in our total debt. Right now, our debt is about $22 million, and we'll be retiring some soon. Mm-hmm. So we're going to stay relatively in that category. But what we ended up doing in order to gain some relief, the last few bond issues that the village had issued, I think, had been 10 years. This, we're looking at doing 20 to gain that relief. Because what you're looking at is, he was using not a rate of return, but when you're looking at what the implications are of the tax levy versus today versus adding more debt, and you want to try to keep that as even as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking for some relief in the next few years. 2024 is when we should be retiring quite a bit of debt.
And then we could refinance this debt at that time?
Not positive. There's certain parameters and when you can. And I don't remember. I don't have those answers. Greg Johnson from Mellers will be here Tuesday night to try to help answer a lot of those questions,
okay.
The more financial end of things. But we are on a phone conference call with them today as they prepare the estimate, because there's resolutions and stuff that need to be passed. And what we'll be passing would be the, because we have bids, would be the final resolution. Sometimes you do a estimate resolution and then it's followed up with a final resolution. But this, we're just doing one resolution for the projects. You know, we looked at one of the questions that we asked of Greg today is, because he represents multiple municipalities in the state, what is the pulse up there? He said, everyone's in the same boat. The costs have gone up drastically, and he said, extremely high in the southern part of the state, which would be closer to the Foxconn area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is it good news? No. But can we do it? Yes. What we'll have to do, though, is we'll have to relook at our five, ten-year street reconstruction and our borrowing needs, and maybe look at how we might have to adjust that accordingly.
The costs are only going to go up.
Thank you, because that's exactly the words that Greg threw out today, too, is, you know, you can look at it as, I'm not going to do this as a quote very well, but these problems, the community is going to be here when you're not sitting in the chair anymore, but to kick that down the road is just going to get more expensive. So we have to take our responsibilities and try to take care of as much as we can now. So that's kind of, I know he did it so much better, and he'll probably do it again Tuesday night, but.
How many miles of roadway are we dealing with?
Not as many as you think.
No. Oakwood Avenue from Green to Alloway Avenue is 3,100 feet. Beaumont to Oakwood is about 600. Beaumont to Oak Hill is about 600. Summit is about 600, so that's 12. So you're looking at just under a mile for the 01 project. Longview Avenue, Jeff, I'm thinking that that would be
900.
About 900 feet then for Longview Avenue, Summit. That's not Summit, sorry, that's Martha.
Yeah, that's
60 feet. St. Joseph Street is 1,800, so looking at about 3,000 feet, so 6/10 of a mile for the second project.
So we're looking at about 1.6 miles for $4 million. Holy cow.
Yeah. You know, it took a look through the bids this morning, and the cost to install our utilities doubled, and sometimes tripled, what we had paid in 2017. Well, we were paying roughly speaking $50 to $60 a foot to put in a sanitary sewer and water main. We're paying anywhere from $100 to $120 a foot. We didn't see a drastic increase in the cost to build a roadway, but for whatever reason, the cost to install the utilities is through the roof.
And maybe this would be a good time to kind of go through this large spreadsheet.
Do we
need action on this?
Well, because it's part of the discussion yet. I think I would.
And then come back.
Come back.
Okay.
The questions we have to ask ourselves: A, do we go with the project as defined? Do we cut back on the projects to stay within where we expect it to be? Do we change some projects if possible to a resurfacing versus a complete reconstruction? I'm guessing that these aren't options for that, but
questions that we should ask. Bids for any of those options, correct?
Yes. If by state statute, if you change the contract amount by increase or decrease by 15%, you need to rebid the project.
Okay.
We'll have to look into that, though.
Just questions.
Yeah, no, ask. Right.
I'm not recommending any of
yeah.
All right, good to get it out there.
Yeah.
Brad, why don't we go to number 7, then, project bonding, the fee sheet.
Okay.
Well, actually, this is kind of a street overview as well.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Yeah, let's use it as a street overview as you break down the project. So if you look at first one on here, Oakwood Avenue, and you have the street work itself is $450,000. Sanitary sewer, $442,000. Water mains, $380,000. And storm sewer,
$300,000.
And as Sean indicated earlier, that you know, in the estimates that were put together by Sean and Jeff, the street itself, the asphalt, is very close. It's the utilities that are up so much. Oak Hill, you know, you're looking at $98,500 for the asphalt, and everything else is another $210,000, $220,000. Summit, Short Street, $93,000 for the road work, and another $170,000 or whatever it is for the utilities. St. Joseph, the road, $257,000. Utilities, well, because part of that's in the TIF, so we give here $600,000 for the street. And then utilities of around $200,000. Longview, the road, $224,000. Utility is another 470,000. Martha's another street that we have to talk about because the estimate for Martha and what the village had committed to is a lot different than what the bid came in at. So discussion we had with Bill and Dean Johnson, probably tomorrow. Let's see what needs to happen with that road. This is a lot more than what was anticipated.
Something like 80?
We had estimated, I had estimated $54,000 for that. We did add to that project, but we had committed to a 50-50 cost share up to $27,000 for that project. We will give them a call tomorrow and discuss these numbers with them.
On the St. Joseph Street project, that's going, only 50% of that's going to go to the TIF?
Yes.
Yep, that's the project was put together when the TIF was created, and the estimates that big spreadsheet that was put together on the 5-year, 6-year street plan, it was a 50-50 split.
Can we up that or no? I mean, could we put 100% of that project towards the TIF?
It's possible. That'd be a good question, I guess, to try to get answered.
And or is it a good idea? But
that's the other question, is it a good idea? The original estimate on St. Joseph was $800,000. But that estimate was back in 2011, 2012. So, I think I'm not too bad.
Just the resurface or whatever? Or no, I mean the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I can, starting at the top, we have engineering and construction oversight costs. We had signed a contract with R.A. Smith Associates to help us prepare these plans. I think that contract amount was close to $70,000. It ended up being a little bit more work than what we had anticipated. We were a little over-optimistic with how much we could handle in-house, and that cost increased as well. We've spent about $115,000 in design for this project, for these projects, for six projects. It's been a lot of work, coordination with utilities, the public, businesses. Also included in the numbers at the top is the cost to inspect the project. Due to the size, we would need to hire two inspectors to help us with the inspection of the two street projects. Brad had talked about the construction costs for 01 and 02. I should point out, included in this estimate is a 5% contingency. Added supplemental bid item in the event that we run into poor subgrade soils. If during the excavation, when we're prepping the subgrade, if we run into poor soils that won't support the roadway, we'd have to over excavate and bring in fill, or we'd have to put down a geogrid. So there was some money added into this cost estimate for that very reason. The storm lateral assessments are included as a negative. Not as a negative. It is in here as a negative, but the cost that we had provided to those being special assessed are shown as a negative. I don't believe that we can exceed the cost indicated on the engineering report, and unfortunately the cost to install the laterals is much higher than what we had estimated, so there'll be an amount that we'll have to eat. I think we had estimated about $15,000 in total for that. Doherty Elementary Safe Route to School project. Right now, we're working with the DOT to put together a scope to go out and hire to select a consultant to help with the design of that project. The construction costs are not included in this estimate because it will be built at a later date, likely 2022. Old River Condo Trail project.
The Doty Elementary sidewalk won't be constructed until 2022.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Old River Condominium Trail Project, last year we had signed an agreement with the developer to construct a trail from their development to the Fox River Trail. Their contribution is shown in red. The engineering and construction costs are shown above that. Standpipe repair and reconditioning project. 2015, during the inspection of the village's standpipe water tower on Webster Avenue, was discovered that there was ice damage at the top of the structure inside. The cost to repair that is with engineering and construction services is estimated at $150,000.
With engineering and construction services?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm sorry. No.
65.
Yeah. The repair of Black Hawk Drive. This winter, we had a bad water main break. we included in the bonding the repair of that street, and it highlighted the contingency of 15%, and that's going to have to change. That'll have to be 30, based on the numbers that we've, the bids that we've just recently received. Bethel Baptist Pond Project. We've been awarded a DNR Stormwater Grant for that project. Currently working with McMahon to put together an engineering services agreement to finish the design and to bid and to and construct the project. Construction of the project needs to be completed by the end of next year. Costs are included along with the grant monies that we'll receive from the DNR.
So based on the grant, it has to be completed by next year?
End of next year, yeah.
Could we forego that work until next year?
Jeff and I have discussed this with some of the contractors. We'd like to finish the design this year and then possibly bid late fall and have them work over the winter. I think we'll get really good pricing because there's a whole lot of winter work out there. So
we'll still have to bond for it now.
Yeah. 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 Green Isle Park improvements. Chris has a park drive and parking lot project. Those costs are included.
Do you know what projects those are?
Green Isle.
Parking lots in Green Isle. He's broken it up into doing the parking lots one bond a year and then come back for the next bond a year to redo the road so the road doesn't get destroyed.
Okay, so how bad did the floods? We've got flood damage. We're not insured that can affect all this.
No, we didn't have any flood damage for that.
Well, for the roads or the parking lots, are the buildings coming up this year?
No.
Okay.
Buildings, we got lucky. A lot of cleanup, but that's about it. Some stuff. But.
Okay. Lucky, and we have awesome staff.
You're right.
Yeah.
We responded well.
So what we're saying is if we want to do these projects, we have to do them all or rebid them.
You know, we have the ability to accept or reject all the bids. You know, we could construct one of the projects this year and reject the bids for the other and rebid it in December, but there are no guarantees that we're going to get better prices. I would think that we would. If you get that project out right away, I would think that you may see slightly better unit prices, but there are no guarantees. Mm-hmm. And if we were to do that, we would still have to make some assumptions for the bonding.
Yes.
And we'd probably assume the worst case. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't know how you'd predict that. I don't know. And you would have to assume that you could get a better price than what you had just recently received by getting that project out right away in January when contractors are hungry and they're looking for work.
But based on research and communication with other municipalities as well as Arizona Associates, I mean, everybody is in the same boat, so yeah. Probably applying a lot of the same logic.
Some have delayed projects. Some are going to move ahead with planned projects.
Is it possible to change the scope of one of the projects, have it rebid and done this year still?
We'd have to change the scope because it is a lot of work. These contractors are going to want to get started, weather permitting, as soon as possible in May. And we had given them the entire construction season in general to get the work done. It's a lot of work.
We have a small construction window, too, in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, we're
weather.
June, July, and winter.
Three seasons.
And our costs, some of them are already in. Our expenses in terms of
the engineering, yeah, it's done.
Because I would rather we would look at doing the bonding, and then if we have to push next year's stuff down the road a little bit as an option, but since this is already committed to and we're not into it, but we're certainly into it,
and we have for the street projects, we've sent out special assessments. We've had a special assessment hearing. We've had a public informational meeting. There have been numerous letters that have gone out. There would be a lot of disappointed people. I would think they would understand.
Okay. And only for the O2 project?
For both projects.
And how much were we planning to bond for? Weren't we talking around four?
We were talking around four, and we're going to be looking at
additional 1.5.
5.5. Comes out to 5.655. Is in there yet? You got the cost to do the bonding.
And that would take effect 2020?
I think first payment's like 2021.
And some of the other stuff would come off 2024. We've not done enough, but we have some increase there.
Okay. So the question before us.
Pay it now or pay it later.
Oh, yeah. The roads are going to have to be done. This may impact future projects, obviously, for our ability to fund them.
And these are two bad ones, right? I mean, these two streets, I'm pretty familiar with both, and they obviously need a lot of work.
Yeah.
So put it off.
And these aren't options, opportunities for just repaving, correct?
No. Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, but the water main is cast iron pipe.
Sanitary sewer's clay.
Sanitary sewer's clay.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in the older section of Alloway, clay sanitary, cast iron.
Again, since we're so far into these, I'd be more comfortable we'd go ahead and do them, do the bonding, and then if we have to slow down a little bit next year, even the next 2 years, and do a little less each, at least we haven't, we're not full into those yet, and the disappointment would be a little less, maybe, in residents.
Our next proposed bond, bonding would be 2021.
Okay.
But we'll still, in 2020, you'll have $500,000 in
street repair.
You'll be doing this in the general levy.
At least that's the plan now. I mean, it speaks to the need for more revenue and more help from the state. I know the state's talking about it. These costs, it's crazy.
So, we need some action on both 6 and 7.
Can I take them separately, though?
No. So, in other words, discussion action item number 6 is the street reconstruction bids 1 and 2 here. Is anybody ready to make a motion to this situation?
Sean, are there any projects on here that you could see would be feasible to postpone?
Martha might, yeah. When we talk to the Johnsons tomorrow, they may fall off their chair when we tell them what
it
might cost.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun conversation.
Right. We're committed to the Old River Condominium Trail Project. One thing I should note is we had eliminated one project that we had on this list. It was to construct the Delahut sidewalk project.
Yeah.
That got yanked. We'll have to keep that on the list of future projects to do that in the future at some point. We need to make the repair to the standpipe. If you haven't driven Blackhawk Drive, drive it. It's a mess. We need to fix that street.
Mm-hmm.
We're receiving a DNR stormwater grant for the Bethel Baptist Pond project.
Green Isle?
I can't speak for Chris.
It's an option, but it just gets delayed,
and that's
sooner or later, it's done as well.
And that's not where we've seen the major increase in
costs.
The asphalt, the black, the gravel, we haven't seen the spike in that. So
maybe it's time to get it done.
Yeah.
Well, it's not so
before.
That takes off, too.
Yeah.
Well, I would make the motion that we proceed, or that we recommend to the board to proceed with these two projects for this year, considering there have been some cost increases which we did not foresee, but the need outweighs the pain that it's going to be to hold off.
You may want to include the recommending the little bidder too.
Right. Okay.
In your motion.
Right. Sure. I'll amend the motion to recommend that the low bidder, which is Bowers and Sons on number, I'm doing it backwards, number 2, and Dorner Inc. on number 1, be awarded the contracts as bid. Is there a second?
I'll second that, but is Julie planning on being at the board meeting?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right, I think the board could certainly...
Because I do have some reservations, and I'd like Julie to weigh in on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, that could change between now and Tuesday night.
And like I said, Greg Johnson will be here.
Okay, good.
So.
Yeah, it'll be good to hear what he's seeing elsewhere and how that may impact what we want to do.
And we're within our bonding limits with
yes.
the 5.65.
Yeah.
That puts us still, we have about 50% capacity yet, 40-some percent capacity yet. But our total, with the village, which you never want to get to, is like 40-some million dollars that we could have on the books. And we're going to be in the 20-some, 20...
Still, or are we going to go over that 22 threshold?
I'm looking at it as 22,900.
All right, we have a motion and a second to recommend to the board approval of these two bids given the two bidders. Any further discussion?
Are you good with the contractors?
I'm just starting to get to know some of these contractors. I think, Jeff, you feel comfortable with those contractors, right?
Dorner Inc. has worked for us before. They do a tremendous job. I feel they can handle that project very well. Carl Bowers' son is new to this far north. They are from the Valley. They do most of the work down in the Valley, but they are expanding. Their credentials checked out. I believe they can handle the project as well. The comfort level is there, yes.
Any more questions or discussion?
Last question. If we chose Dorner for both, could we get a two-for-one?
Well, unfortunately, we can't.
And you didn't
want
to do that anyway. That's why you broke it up into two projects.
Yeah, it would have been way too big. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Todd.
Got to ask.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Which takes us to action on number 7, which is the village project bonding.
Been discussed. And again, we're looking at a 20-year versus a 10-year. Difference in the 20-year, there's a few more resolutions because you're passing a resolution specific to the amount of money for water utilities, specific for street work, specific for park project, where in a general obligation bond it's more, you have it a little more loose. Not that you can spend it anywhere you want, still has to be assigned to those projects.
And those changes are due to it being a 20-year versus a 10-year?
Correct. And Greg Johnson will kind of go over that a little bit more Tuesday night.
All right. I would entertain a motion to make a recommendation to the board on the project bond funding for 2019.
I'll make a motion that the board consider the $5.65 million bonding.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'd say yes and have a discussion with Julie.
I thought you might add that. Sure, that makes sense. So we have a motion and a second to recommend to the board to proceed, given that there will be good input from both Ayers and Associates and Julie in-house. So.
Ehlers.
Ehlers, did I say Ayers? Oh,
just an Ayer.
Yeah, true. Any further discussion on that?
I'm assuming the impact of 10-year versus 20-year has been considered.
Yes. The biggest impact is the amount of interest you pay.
Right.
Yep.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I should have thrown something out.
Oh.
One other thing that Greg mentioned, utility, construction costs, asphalt costs continue to go up. Right now, interest rates are really
Low.
Low. That's just another.
Outside.
Not that it's, he recommends borrowing at any time, but certainly have to alleviate some of that stress.
Yep. All right. Agenda item number 8, discussion 2018 MS4 Stormwater Annual Report to the DNR.
Included with your packets was the stormwater, DNR stormwater permit that a report that was recently submitted to the DNR. On a yearly basis, we provide an annual report to the DNR. On the following items, public education and outreach, public involvement and participation, illicit discharge detection and elimination, construction site pollutant control, post-construction site stormwater pollution prevention, and we have to provide them a storm overall storm sewer system map. This is required because we have a WPDES storm sewer permit to discharge our storm sewer into the East and Fox River. I'll go through each permit requirement real quick. I won't go through this report, but public education and outreach. We work with the NUSC, Northeast Wisconsin Stormwater Consortium, to educate the public on stormwater impacts to the waters of the state. Work with Julie on this as well. We get out notices from time to time. We put on our website and we put on our Facebook about how to manage your leaves at your yard, to keep sticks and pet waste and leaves out of the storm drain. Within our All About Alloway magazine, we have articles about stormwaters. So we achieve that permit requirement through those different methods. Public involvement and participation. The last year, we had participated in the Bringing Back the Bay tour. Nick Vandehei and myself have provided a presentation on the Heritage Hill Stormwater Pond. Some of you were there. Construction site pollutant control. We do have an ordinance that requires a land disturbance of 4,000 square feet or greater. And we require the contractors to get a permit for that to make sure that proper temporary construction erosion control measures are in place when construction gets started to prevent construction debris from getting into our storm sewers and into our waterways.
Do we also require them to make sure they don't flood our residences?
Yes.
Because we have. Okay. Good. Thank you.
I'll get to that. Yeah, okay. Not to that permit requirement yet. Illicit discharge detection and elimination. We do that on a yearly basis. We go in and inspect our storm outfalls. We have 52 outfalls. Last year, McMahon inspected 14. We do that inspection during dry weather. We're looking for non-stormwater discharges. We didn't discover any last year. And we'll have to continue to do that on a yearly basis to meet the permit requirements. To get to your question, another permit requirement would be the post-construction site stormwater management. We have an ordinance for that.
No, during construction, because we have had issues with residents flooding during construction of commercial development.
This item addresses that.
Thank you.
Awesome. So for construction sites of 20,000 square feet or larger, on top of the construction erosion control permit, they need to get a post-construction stormwater permit to not only treat stormwater, but to detain it, limit the flow to the existing conditions.
So we've had situations where people have built on Webster and changed existing conditions while their pond was going in that caused some residents some significant water issues. We have processes in place to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah.
Sometimes when the pond's done last, that's a problem.
They're supposed to use that proposed pond temporarily during construction as a detention basin.
Okay, and I'm talking about anybody who's building.
Yep, and we're
uses temporary pond.
By with the DNR WPD PDES permit, we're required to inspect these projects too. And Kevin Weiland has been going out to inspect the projects to make sure that that the proper construction erosion control measures are in place when the project gets started, and that at the end that that the contractor developer has built what they had shown on the plans.
Thank you.
Yeah. Another permit requirement: pollution prevention, and that would apply to the village's municipal separate storm sewer system. We're required to treat and store stormwater from the village. We have six ponds. We currently have six ponds. Last year, we built a swale over by the church to help manage stormwater, to convey it, to provide some storage and some treatment. We also, right now, we're out sweeping the streets, and we'll sweep the streets, throughout the summer, spring, summer, fall. Last year, we collected 202 tons of sediment off our streets. We also have to monitor salt usage in the winter. Another part of the village's pollution prevention plan is the leaf collection, to get the leaves out of the street, out of the storm sewer system, and out of our waterways. Last year we made 5 round trips around the village in the fall. We removed 982 tons of organic material. So.
Amazing.
Keeps us busy.
Yeah. Well, you're all ready this year with the new truck and vacuum system, right?
They're out right now with the vacuum truck collecting yard waste for spring cleanup.
Early response good?
No.
People haven't been able to go out in their yards.
Hey, what? Too cold.
People haven't been out in their yards.
Yeah, I'll try to use a little.
There was a notice that went out this afternoon to extend spring cleanup 1 week.
Especially with the snow.
Yeah.
The snow coming, hopefully it doesn't snow.
I'm hoping it doesn't.
All right. Anything else, Sean, on that?
No, I don't. Are there any questions?
No, but thank you for protecting everybody as changes go in with stormwater, because it's just the right thing to do.
We don't have a whole lot of development. We haven't. We had 2 projects last year that required post-construction stormwater, Old River Condominium project and Webster Elementary School project. So this year we have the brewery.
Condos.
We'll continue to monitor the construction at the Old River Condominium project. Hopefully construction will finish at the Old Chapel Hill apartment project, so I've been keeping an eye on that too.
Excellent. Discussion item number 9, March 14 floods, sanitary sewer overflow.
Unfortunately, during that flood, March 14th and 15th, we had a sanitary sewer overflow at one of our lift stations north of Green Isle Park. As a result, we had to fill out a report and submit it to the DNR. I have been working with the DNR. They were understanding due to the amount of flooding. Unfortunately, we were cited by the DNR.
What does that mean?
Because we had a sanitary sewer overflow, we're going to get cited.
What does cited mean? that going to cost us any money?
No, it won't. He told me it will not. Okay. We will not be fined.
And like, because Milwaukee does that all the time.
I shouldn't say cited. It's okay. The letter says notice of noncompliance. So.
Okay.
Yeah. The last time we had a reported sanitary sewer overflow was in 2015.
And can it be avoided in the future?
Well, we're by doing the
rain goes off.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything we could do, or is that just the act of God? And
that much water.
And bam.
Well,
it's gotten better. That whole area used to be, remember, we had pumps all over.
Well, it starts with replacing the aging, deteriorated sanitary sewer pipe and laterals.
Yeah.
If you can minimize the amount of INI that gets into your sanitary sewer system, the amount of clear water, it can help reduce some of this flooding, some of these backups. And we have taken, the Village of Alloway has taken a proactive approach with the street reconstruction projects and the program that we have included in this year's street utility and reconstruction project, the voluntary private side sanitary sewer lateral program. So if we can eliminate some of the old cracked pipe, mm-hmm. We can reduce the amount of clear water in our sanitary sewer system.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a not perfect storm, but certainly came up quickly and somewhat rarely. Any questions for Sean on that? Again, the staff response to that whole situation was to be commended.
Yeah.
And equipment saved and all that down from the park, and just the overall responses.
Was incredible.
Do have guys watching. The winds are supposed to switch northeast tonight. Yeah. There's a 40 miles an hour.
What will that do?
Bring the water in. Brings the water into. And with the ice chunks that are still out on the bay, hopefully that doesn't cause any issues.
The one's melting, it looks like we're in the right place. There's ice
finally,
chunks down there.
Like just in the last 2 days, that huge. Thing's finally. They were massive.
All right, anything else? We'll let the minutes reflect. I think we're rapidly approaching Sean's 1 year anniversary with us.
Just
going to
ask
more, sure. But we're very happy to have you with us, and it doesn't seem like a year already, but we're right about there, aren't we?
What's that?
Your 1 year anniversary?
Yeah,
April
20th.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I can't believe it's been a year already.
10 minutes.
All right, how about a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
And a second by Mr. Rafter. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Adjourn us.